Good afternoon, I'm Giordana Corazzi di Provenza from University of Milan. In this talk, I and Christian will present our proposal of multimodal notation for mathematics as a tool of thought for both visually impaired and blind people. We illustrate a first step toward multimodal notation in the case of graph structure. Notation is widely recognized as a tool of thought for both in both reasoning and communication in several scientific contexts, chemistry and particularly mathematics. However, to become a tool of thought, each notation expression must be properly perceived. Blind and partially sighted people run into difficulty in making, exploring, and understanding mathematical notation that represents scientific concepts designed to be visually represented on paper or a screen, for example. Our goal is to develop a new multimodal notation for mathematics to enable blind and partially sighted people to perceive and reflect on mathematical concepts that are spatially represented, to manipulate expressions such as notation, and to communicate with sighted people as well as each other their reasoning and experience with mathematical notation. In our work, we conceive multimodal notation for mathematics as a digital medium for thinking and communicating mathematical concepts that adopts the main cultural language of mathematics and that makes its expression perceptible as a set of multimodal signals, volume, visual, and haptics, for example. Multimodal notation for mathematics is needed to overcome flows of existing notation for blind and partially sighted people. Tactile notation, existing tactile notation affords mainly a sequential access and it does not permit direct manipulation. On the other hand, the speech and audio notation supports no permanent mental representation of concepts. In short, such notation is partial and passive tool of thought. Okay. According to our approach, each notation expression is located in a virtual 3D space each user can experience as a happy box where the outside walls are optically perceived to constrain the user within the box while helping him aware, while helping user orientation within this box. The 3D space can also be perceived as a audio box where audio signals inform the user about his position in the space. And the space can also be perceived as a visual box where visual signals denote the box components and a visual proxy denotes the user position in the space. The 3D space is the virtual environment where the user can create and manage a mathematical expression through direct manipulation. The interaction with the 3D space and mathematical expression in the multimodal notation occurs through several devices, obviously keyboard, screen, loudspeakers, and a haptic device, specifically the phantom of the device. We have chosen to facilitate, to permit a sufficiently wide 3D workspace and accurate force feedback. As a first step toward multimodal notation for mathematics, we have focused our study on graph structures, which are mathematical expressions that represent various scientific concepts from electrons to automata and so forth. Specifically, we have developed a prototype that supports visually impaired and sighted people to create and explore multimodal expression representing graph structure. Now, Christian will show you how to create and explore grass structure through our prototype.
Just to create a graph in a three dimensional. To create a graph in a three dimensional workspace, I can move in a box which the walls which can be perceived through haptic feedback as force feedback. I can place nodes in this workspace. For example, I can place where I can move wherever, and at a certain point insert a node freely, moving freely, or I can insert another node. Okay, for example here, and then I can decide to connect these nodes, just to connect them by an edge. To find to I can start the creation of an edge, and I have to find the node, the second node. Just the destination node. And here, once I found it, I can connect it. To find the node, I used an exploration modality, which is a driven exploration modality. I mean, I was attracted by a force to directly to the nodes present in the workspace. According to the distance, they are sorted according to the distance from the starting point. So I can then create another, for example, another edge, another node, and another edge. For example, I can start, I move, I place a node, and I connect it with the node, the starting, the source node. So I also can label nodes just to give them. Label, I can write a label, for example, if it is a molecular structure, I can insert, for example, the name of a chemical element. Here. And when moving in the structure, I can ask for the name of the node by using the phantom device keys. So, just about the exploration, I just used the exploration modality based on force attraction. It was four nodes, so it means I was directly attracted to the nodes available in the inserted in the workspace. I have another. Modality, another mode to explore the graph. In particular, from a node, I can be interested in understanding which are the directions where other where edges are going out or are entering the node. To do that, I have a expression modality which is the tour of edges, and I can activate it. And then I am attracted along an edge and back, and along the second edge and back. Doing that, I am able at the end to find the right direction to go to leave the node and to reach the neighbor node, the adjacent node. Okay, so it's also possible. To do some other operations, editing operations, for example, to cancel or to rename and so on, which can be shown in a trial demonstration. So let's come here to. as we have seen, we used these three modalities, three, two row nodes and two row edges. And I just want to give an overview of the workflow to develop, design and develop this, this system. This prototype was at first developed according to a usability cycle, and two sets of experiments were done. At first, with the first prototype, which aimed at assessing if the optical representation of graph elements was available, and the second series of experiments was done especially to assess the tools, the new tools of edges and of nodes, which are the exploration modes we introduced. They were performed with three blind students, which were experts both with the active device, and also they were studying computer science. So let's come to some results. These results, the final results show that the work with the exploration, the tools, the exploration by tools with two row nodes and two row edges, decreased the time to detect, to locate a node in the workspace, or to locate an edge, and where edges were present in the world, around a node, and also the when a user was freely exploring, was not sure or constrained, was not sure anyway to have found all the nodes in the workspace, but using tools at the end was sure, because he or she was attracted to all the elements present in the workspace, nodes or edges. Okay. Further work will focus especially on the evaluation, further evaluation with sighted persons, and the use of guided tools also in other situations, for example, when there are not connected subgraphs, or when just to be driven to subgraphs which are not connected, to treat them as nodes, as a set of nodes, not just as a one node, not just a set of nodes, and so just specific tools of this kind of exploration. Okay, I thank you for your attention. Should you have questions, you can ask.
Thank you very much. Very interesting. I have a quick question. How much does that haptic device you have there cost?
The cost of an haptic device, you mean?
The one in your hand.
So the one in my hand is about 2,000 euro. For example, the 5 device, which can be a choice, is about $200, so it can be improved the cost effectiveness by using a different optic device with the same principles.
Okay, our speakers finished a little early, so we have time for two questions from the audience. Or hear one question.
So those early evaluation results, that was you trying it out, it wasn't another person, right? Or was that a group of people?
The first one went to groups of evaluation. The first one was with 5 blind persons, and the second one up to now is with 3 blind persons.
We still have time for another question. Please.
difficult perceptual problem for sighted users in graph theory is distinguishing between graphs that are potentially planar embeddable as aren't. As what would the corresponding situation be here? So there's a problem in visualization in graph theory for sighted users is distinguishing between graphs which are planar embeddable but not maybe or not obviously so, and ones that are not planar embeddable. Is the same contrast perceivable here or with your haptic device?
Visualization at the moment we didn't consider this problem, but with the device, with the haptic device, if the graph is not planar, we can